I don't get you, Austin. You left her alone overnight, sleeping and vulnerable, with three powerful strangers. You could have returned to Ivy House after you took care of the shifters who'd snuck into town. But they were in there with her. A door is an easy thing to get through. You've been away from pack life for far too long. You need to protect your own.
It's a magical Fort Knox, Kingsley. You have no idea.
Maybe so, but you're holding back. I'm not trying to tell you your business, but Jess is nothing like Destiny, nothing like her. Destiny twisted your head all around, on purpose. She saw potential, young and dumb potential, and she manipulated you. But you've come a long way since then, even before you left the pack. Giving in and officially committing to Miss Ivy House isn't going to turn you into the guy you once were. Nothing will at this point. Our father was a miserable excuse for a shifter. Mother was young and dumb once too. You know what that's like. She chased the bad boy, the wild one who would never be tamed. Well, she got him. She may have kicked him out, but she loved him, Austin. Of course, she also hated him. It's a tricky business, love and hate. Two sides of the same coin. But she saw her family in danger, her pack in danger, and she did what any great alpha would. She took action. You did the same thing. You reached a limit and backed off to protect our family. I was never prouder than when you came to me the day after pulling back from killing me and asked to learn. You're nothing like Dad, Austin. I've known that ever since that day. So has Mom. Kingsley watched Jess's face go through a gamut of emotions, ending on confusion. One thing was clear. Jess had absolutely no idea what was happening. She was the driver of the mating bond. She was choosing the speed and wasting no time, but she didn't realize it. Given she still thought like a Jane, Kingsley couldn't fault Austin for not explaining any of this to her. She'd probably spook and go running. She was fighting the bond even now, which meant she had a stubborn streak a mile wide.